Well, there's a sad news for many in the Orlando community who were around at the time, and I found out about this Saturday night. It was at the Orlando City game, and just scanning around because Orlando City was just putting the plaster to Harrisburg. And so, you know, I'm scanning various websites and come across the Orlando Sentinel, and the Orlando Sentinel had reported that Gene Burns, a former Central Florida talk show host back in the 70s and early 80s, had passed away in San Francisco, where he'd spent several decades of his career, had been in ill health for a year, and passed away, I believe, at the age of 72. It was, in fact, Gene Burns who hired me as a reporter. God only knows why. I mean, I don't, because I had absolutely no experience as a reporter. Now, this was back in the days when all the radio stations, for the most part, we were required to have a news department. Mm-hmm. We had four or five people in the news department, reporters. I mean, covering fires and murders and county commission meetings and the whole thing. Our major competitor across town. We had two major competitors across town. Then one kind of vanished, and then it was. But anyway, he hired me back in 1972. As a reporter, and I learned my craft under a great mentor. He was an absolutely terrific broadcaster that was beloved by this community, whether you loved him or whether you hated him. He was a liberal with a great libertarian streak, super articulate, super intelligent, and I think a genius. Just an absolute genius. Now, I hadn't been in contact with Gene for the past several decades after he moved to San Francisco. But we were very close for a time and then, you know, kind of parted our ways. But he was a mentor for so many people in and out of this business. Mm-hmm. And so well respected. It's one of the best that I have ever encountered in this business. There's no question about it. And from what I read out of the San Francisco newspapers, the people in the Bay Area loved him just as much and had just as much respect for him during his years there that they had for him here in Orlando.
Right.
And just to make a long story short, I mean, it was, I can't remember, when did 2001 Space Odyssey come out? Well, it doesn't matter. So anyway, you know, the opening of 2001 Space Odyssey with the monkeys, you know, the chimpanzees and the this and that, and this pillar that comes out of the ground and they're smashing each other with the bones. And I can't remember who I was arguing with or discussing this with in the newsroom at the time. But none of us could figure this out. We had no idea. What does that mean? I don't have any idea what that means. So, of course, I traipsed back to Gene Burns. And sit down and say, Gene, the opening scene to Stanley Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey, what is that all about with the obelisk, the black obelisk that comes out of the ground and the chimpanzees and the this and that? And he went into at least a 30-minute discourse. Well, it's the pillar of knowledge and it's the start of civilization and that. And I'm going, I mean, I was glazed, my eyes glazed over after a couple of minutes because I realized, of course he was right, but. And it made all the sense in the world to me, but I was overwhelmed by the sense that I was in a room with a genius. I mean, just a genius. And he was beloved by many, and he was a great, great, great broadcaster. He was wonderful at his craft. And if you did not have the opportunity to ever hear him on the air, you missed out on one of the greats in this particular business. So we mourn his passing, I believe, at the age of 72.